Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Malik Nabers, is he going to be a Tier 2 guy? He went 6 overall to the Giants. The Giants, again, obviously needed wide receiver help. Fifth fewest wide receiver receiving yards in 2023. The seventh fewest slot yards in 2023 for Malik Nabers. I bring that up because I think he can play, outside, inside, but I think we'll see a little bit of both here for Malik Nabers. As the alignment bros we are, we like to project some of these things here. They had a need at wide receiver, and I think, you know, Malik Nabers obviously fills a lot of that. What I loved about his game is that short intermediate
stud.
Yeah. Right. So, and I think he's going to present a really nice, reliable target to Daniel Jones. If we're talking just straight fantasy, we don't talk a lot of fantasy on the show, but if we are talking straight fantasy here, Malik Nabers, again, walks into a huge, potentially huge target share there in New York.
Yeah, huge target share. Of course, I think he's got the least inspiring quarterback play of these, these three guys, but he might have. He definitely has a better path to a high target share, of course, than Rome Odunze, for sure. But
right.
From a dynasty perspective, I think he's a tier two player. He's not obviously in redraft, right?
Right.
Which could present, you know, like, I don't know. I said this to you last night, and I will say it on the air. So much of the dynasty advice these days is just like total fake news. Like, okay, somebody's going to draft, you know, Malik Nabers in the rookie draft, like understanding that Daniel Jones is quarterback, and then like, by November, they're gonna want to sell him to you for pennies on the dollar. Sure. Okay.
Right. Well, yeah, right.
Like,
right.
Talk about fantasy football. Yeah, that's like fantasy football.
Yep.
So, like the wormhole of fantasy. Anyways,
FYI, for the podcast, Matt was going off.
I was gonna say that was a very neutered version of what I said last night. But
my dude was going off last night.
Again, maybe
great.
Talk to me here in terms
exactly.
in terms of beer.
Okay.
But
all right, okay. Good.
The thing with Malik Nabers is I'm with you with what you said here that, and I said this a lot during the lead up to the draft season, that somebody was going to have to go to New York.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe they actually wanted a quarterback. You know, maybe they wanted to trade it for Drake May. Maybe they wanted Joe Alt to fall one more pick to them.
Yep.
I get it. But to me, it just seemed like in this receiver class, they were going to take a wide out because it's just such a depth chart bereft of outside receivers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
now, they have some guys that could potentially play in the slot, but, I mean, Darius Slayton's your best pure outside guy.
Right.
And you just can't come away from this draft without a legit playmaker. So somebody was going to New York, but I think that of these three guys, Nabers is gifted in a way and his skill set projects in a way that makes him uniquely stand out with these three players in his ability to not thrive but survive this landing spot, because it's like you said, I talk about layup routes all the time.
Yeah.
And I think Malik Nabers provides you real legitimate like layup route potential. You know, you look at his slant route success rate, his curl route success rate, some of the best in the class. He is definitely the least refined of these three players. I think he does need some seasoning in terms of timing and settling down against zone coverage, but in straight man-on-man situations, he's still a really high-quality separator. And that ability to beat man on the short layup routes is huge, right? Yeah. That's going to be critical to an offense that just didn't have a lot of short separators like that. I mean, it's like Wandale Robinson on design targets, but right. You know, even Darius Slayton, who's like a quality outside receiver, mm-hmm. he's not a quick separator.
No.
You know, Darren Waller is finally retired. He's not going to play this year, right? Did he decide to retire, right?
If he's
still deciding, he is retired. I think I saw it announced that he is retired.
Okay,
but regardless,
okay.
He's not in the picture here. He's not a quick separator either at this point in his career.
By the way, Daniel Bellinger to the moon. I love Belly. All right, go.
This what man, like tight end 14. Anyways.
I'm just saying. Okay, go.
So Neighbors again, you get him the ball in space, he breaks tackles after the catch. He breaks angles after the catch.
Yeah.
I trust Brian Daboll to design the type of targets that he needs.
That's what it is.
Right. To put him in bunch formations. Even if he's not like a true slot player, you think about just like a three receiver set of Darius Slayton's probably your pure ISO receiver on the other side. And if you have one-on-one matchups you feel good about, sure, Daniel Jones, take him.
Right.
But for the most part, you're probably reading this side of the field. You know, make it as clean side of the field.
Right.
And we've got Wandale on the line in the slot and Malik Nabers off the ball as an outside receiver, as a flanker. And we're working these guys in kind of combo route situations. And Nabers is going to be the first read on probably 38% of those plays. So I think he can produce in this landing spot. It's just obviously how much is he going to enjoy it? All of those type of questions. But obviously, from a Giants perspective, I think it makes a lot of sense.
So the thing, we talk about alignment a lot on the show, and the thing I love about the drafting of Malik Nabers is that I do believe that it's a better fit overall for the Giants in this particular, I would have preferred the Giants to take Roma Dunze because I think he's just a better overall player than Malik Nabers. But the benefit of taking Nabers here is when you look at the construction of the roster as it is currently, it allows different guys to then also be in a better position to succeed, mm-hmm. right? They drafted Jalin Hyatt. They spent a third round pick on Jalin Hyatt. He's got to play outside, figure out some kind of role outside, or even if it's a speed slot guy, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, but he can beat you over the top. Right?
There are definitely some unique little things they could do. Having take out Wandale and put Jalin Hyatt in the slot, I mentioned.
100%, you know, and again, you throw in Isaiah Hodgins, who at different times has shown some flashes as well. Darius Slayton, good in contested catch. You probably want him more as a flanker dude, but if he wants to get X, that's okay too. Mm-hmm. But I think Malik Nabers, to me, what I really like about the pick for the Giants is that it now turns these other guys that we just mentioned, whether we're talking about Hodgins, Slayton, Jalin Hyatt, or Wandale Robinson, now you can get creative with those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Malik Nabers is the bread and butter.
Right.
Right. Where he's the meat and potatoes to your receiving assets. Those other guys can now all of a sudden play these different roles. And then again, you know, allow somebody like a creative mind like Brian Daboll to then create more plays to kind of figure out ways to get those other guys involved as well. Whereas if you didn't have Malik Nabers, if you put Roma Dunze in there, I think Roma Dunze then just slides in and plays X.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I think that's a great point in terms of the versatility with all of these other guys on the roster, because they're all of them, even Nabers to a certain degree, a slight degree, certainly not like some other players in this draft class we'll talk about, or any of those guys like Hyatt or Robinson, but they're all players that need a little bit of catering to get the best out
yep.
of. And I will say that my faith in the Brian Daboll, Mike Kafka, you know, kind of brain trust, it's a little lower than maybe it was after 22, where my faith was really high.
High, right.
Really, really high.
Right.
I do think that shaking a little bit, but overall still feel pretty good about his ability to design an offense. I just got to hold up in pass protection. And, you know, the quarterback play has got to be better. Right? It just wasn't good enough last year. And we'll see, right? This is definitely a situation where I'm kind of willing to believe anything in terms of who starts you know, the majority of the games this year in terms of Daniel Jones and Drew Lock. I think they want it to be Daniel Jones. Okay. I think it probably will be Daniel Jones, but it just, you know, the play has not been good for the vast majority of his career.
He's got some serious holes in his game, obviously.
And coming off an injury, too.
True.
Let's not forget about that.
I would not say that Daniel Jones is a – I'm not trying to say Daniel Jones is a good player. But if I'm looking for some positives here, historically he has been a very good and very efficient deep ball thrower. Mm-hmm. And so I don't necessarily know if he's had those tools – in terms of receivers to be able to throw to, but I think with the addition of Malik Nabers just eating up space in the middle in that intermediate area of the field, when Malik Nabers is just crushing on these, you know, dig routes, all right, and just beating teams up 15 yards a pop, all of a sudden, Matt, those deep shots, they become a little bit more available.
100%.
You know what I mean? So yeah. I'm just saying, with that skill set with Daniel Jones, historically he's been really good on the deep passes as well. So I don't know. We'll see. I'm really curious to see the trickle down effect of Malik Nabers on all of these other wide receivers, because I'm telling you, I don't think they're. It's not that they're completely bereft of talent outside of Malik. It's just that these guys aren't. Well, what
they're
we
like
call,
threes and fours.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. They're not what we would call, what we would consider meat and potato players.
No.
You know? So there you go.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.